We are in Siman Shin Yud Dalad. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis to Vav. We've been discussing the halacha of opening a barrel that has food in it on Shabbos, the issue of Binyan Ustir Bekelim. Says the halacha there was that you're also not allowed to make a hole in it because of the Isser of Makah B'Patish. Creating a usable hole is included in Makah B'Patish, says the Mechaber now. What happened is if this barrel had a hole in it, but the hole got stuffed up, if it is beneath the level of the shmorim, that's the sediment of the wine, also leposchal, the kibin shu lamata, the whole kovet hayayin olav, because if it's at the very bottom of the barrel and all of the weight of the wine is on it, tzarech stimi ma'alya. If that got stuffed up, then it must be a very strong stuffing. It's got to be a stima ma'alya, otherwise the wine would have come out because there's so much pressure down there. V'chashiv k'poseach mi'chadosh. And there, if you're going to unstuff it, if you're going to declog the hole, that's considered like you're making a new hole because it must have been sealed very well. Lemalam en ashmarim, whereas if it's above the level of the sediment, mutar l'pascho, so there you're allowed to open it. In the case of the hole that is beneath the level of the sediment, there the poskim say that it's usur even to make a very small hole that's not roi lahachnis alahotzi, it would still be usur. Not so if you're dealing with the above the level where you can actually just open it up altogether. Siv gimel b'makam nekev yoshan nokvin afilu b'magdeach. When you are allowed to open an old hole, meaning that when it is above the level of the sediment, so the halacha is you're even allowed to use a drill. Pirish klimi yuchad lenikuf. We're talking about a hand drill, obviously. Kagon shenishpara habarza. For example, in a case where the plug broke. So since the plug broke, the only way you're going to be able to make use of the hole is by taking a drill. Some say that this only works in an earthenware barrel. Which is, by the way, a stam chavis, your average barrel in Chazal, that's what they were. They were made of cheres in Chazal, in the Shulchan Aruch. Today we imagine a barrel made of wood, but your average one, you can look in the museums, in the olden days, what they called a chavis was actually ceramic. Aval b'chavit shel eisha ma'atkin ma'od ha'eisha sosun ba'hanekev, v'chotchin rosho shelo aldas shelo lotzio. Whereas in wood, when they actually put the plug into it, they put it in very tight and they cut off the head because they don't expect to take it out. Vadai nirish is a nekev chadash va'aser. There it'll be aser, even if it's above the level of the sediment. We would still say that it's sealed very well, and opening it is considered opening a nekev, and it would be aser. Lemaisa, although rov poskim are makel, there are poskim that are choshish lahachmir. Siv dalid. You can't pull the plug out of the barrel. So you're allowed to take a different barza. These barzas, it was some kind of peg, and you would bang out the first one in order to drink wine. The same way that if a hole gets stuffed up and is beneath the level of the sediment, so we say that it must be sealed very well and opening it is usur on Shabbos, the Ramah says that the very same halacha applies to a plug that is stuck and doesn't come out. That if it's beneath the level of the sediment, we say that it must be so strong. And as a result of it, pulling it out is going to be considered making a new hole. Sifhei, muter litein koner cholol b'chavis o barza lahotzi yayin, af al pish lohoya b'miolam. You're allowed to put a spout in place of a spout. You're allowed to put a reed where you clean out the middle of it. In other words, a bit of a small pipe in order to take the wine out. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Avalitin ole shel hadas penekev shebechavis, whereas to put a hadas leaf, hadas branch there, shel ole osu kemerzav, where the hadas will serve as a spout. V'hayayin zov derech sham, and the wine is going to come out of it. The halacha is low. You're not allowed to. Why not? So we find there are two dais in the Rishonim. One dais says that that we are making a gzera, that you're actually going to go and affix a spout to it, and you're going to be over a makah b'patish. The other dais is that the reason is because we're afraid that you're going to go and cut a hadas off the tree. So the mechaber paskins like the first dais, and he says the gazrina shelo yitakin merzav liyeno shehipol hayayin letocho v'yelech lemerachok. You're going to set up a spout to make it fall just where you want it to. Because when you take the hadas branch and you make it look, and you make it, you make the leaf into a spout. That's what you're doing. Unlike even that pipe that you used, you're not doing anything. Whereas here, when you're actually rolling up the leaves of the hadas, you're doing something. So you're going to come to actually make a real spout. Says the Ramah, there are Rishonim that are matir if you have cut leaves of a hadas. This Ramah is going with the Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that this is not a gzeira to a spout, but it's a gzeira that you're going to pull off leaves. So if you have lots of cut leaves, there is no such gzeira. Sivvav. Mutar lahatiz rosh hachovis besayif. You are allowed to behead the chovis. It means you're allowed to take a sword and actually knock the whole head off. The lav lepesach mechaven. You're not trying to make a pesach in the chovis. Kevin shemesir rosha. All you're really trying to do is take off the whole top. It's just that it's stuck. So what you're doing is you're breaking some of the top of the chovis as well. Avalonakva bitsida, whereas to make a hole on the side, bein shel chavis bein shel magufa, whether you're making a hole in the chavis or in the in the plug, aser afilu baromach, even if you're using a spear, shows the neck of gadol where you're making a big hole, ve'ein adoma lepesach, given to have a mitsida. Even though it's large and it doesn't look like a Pesach, the kiven to have a mitzida vaday lePesach mechaven. Because when you do it on the side, it's obvious that what you're trying to do is create a Pesach. The leak of hamagufa lamala muter the lav lePesach mechaven. Shein lasas Pesach lamala elnotu kol hamagufa. Whereas if what you're doing is you're widening the hole where the plug is so that the plug will be able to come out, it's obvious that you're not trying to make a hole. All you're really trying to do is get the plug out of it. So this is the rule, where it's obvious that you're trying to make a hole for the wine to come out of. That's going to be usur. Whereas where it's obvious that you're just trying to pull off the lid or the plug, and you're just making the hole in order to be able to wedge it out, then the halach would be that it would be mutter.